With unanimous support from council, the city will be moving forward with the development of a student housing strategy. According to the motion, the lack of coordinated student housing framework has increased pressure on the rental market, limiting the availability of long-term housing for families, seniors, and workers. A student housing strategy would support the development of purpose-built housing to ease this pressure, improve neighborhood stability, and provide greater certainty for land use, infrastructure planning, and alignment with post-secondary institutions. Nick Graham, board member of the Sydenham District Association, spoke before council on behalf of five neighborhood organizations representing Kingston's inner districts.
We have talked with many residents who are deeply worried about the erosion of established neighborhoods and the need to better provide accommodation for students. Permanent residents are particularly concerned about the studentification of downtown neighborhoods. Equally importantly, we have heard from student representatives expressing the urgent need for quality housing that is affordable, safe, and close to campus. Further, developers deserve clarity around the design and location of proposed student-focused housing projects that are critical to addressing Kingston's housing crisis. The status quo can only result in continued conversion of family neighborhoods into student neighborhoods, shortage of quality student housing for students living close to campus, reduced availability of affordable housing for Kingstonians, and degradation of property standards in affected neighborhoods. A student housing strategy will help address these problems, leading to improved student housing, protection of neighborhoods, and faster and lower risk opportunities for developers.
The motion was brought forward by Councillor Connie Glenn.
So I'm bringing this motion forward because student housing has become a citywide affordability issue. The students are facing challenges as well as the broader community. Let's face it, we are a post-secondary city. When we look at the number of students that actually come here every year, the students are a vital part of the city, of the economy, the community, but also of our future. And the need for student housing has grown without a very clear, coordinated strategy, and we're feeling the impacts. Right now, we have one housing market that's trying to meet a very broad variety of housing needs: students, seniors, families, affordable housing, social housing. We're trying to fill all kinds of gaps. It's like, you know, putting our fingers in the proverbial dam and hoping that we can stop this. But without clear direction, we've seen what the outcomes are. Studentification, rising community tension — we're talking about this on a regular basis — a loss of family neighborhoods, rising rents, poorer living conditions. A student housing strategy will help prevent those outcomes from continuing. Now, I want a moment to address the blame game that's often gone on around this issue. We've seen it, heard it, maybe even been a part of it. But students didn't create the housing shortage. Neighborhoods and institutions didn't cause the market pressures. This is a system issue, not a people problem. So the system needs to be addressed, and that's why a strategy is important.
Post-secondary students attending Queen's University, St. Lawrence College, and the Royal Military College make up 20% of Kingston's population. Other municipalities with significant post-secondary populations, including Toronto, Waterloo, and Niagara Region, have adopted student housing strategies or policies within their official plans to guide development, protect neighborhoods, and support housing affordability. Councillors expressed their agreement with the move, including Councillors Vincent Shinani and Don Amos, who both have significant student populations in their neighborhoods.
I'm surrounded with students where I live, pretty much, so like the line keeps moving closer and closer, so my street is the line now, and then it kind of spreads out a little bit. And I've heard from a lot of neighbors, they don't mind having student neighbors, but it's becoming where they're a house with, like, you know, at least 10 students or more, and then there's cars everywhere on the street, and and talking to a lot of these students is they couldn't find somewhere close to the university to live. So I think that this is an important plan to have. I think having this plan and strategy can really focus on where can we build for students, and where is appropriate, and where do the students want to be. And I think this is a really important plan, and I think it'll, in the long run, it'll guide our housing strategy in a better way.
This type of housing strategy is greatly needed, purposeful built. We've seen a number of the neighborhoods, specifically Polson Park, Calvin, and even the Village, have student pressures be brought upon it. And I think this is a good step in the direction.
According to the motion, the student housing strategy will include consideration of zoning tools, density permissions, and build form guidelines specific to student housing, strategies to establish partnerships with institutions and the private sector to reduce pressure on the traditional rental market and enhance overall housing affordability, measures to support neighborhood compatibility, safety, and infrastructure capacity, and alignment with the city's broader housing affordability and climate objectives. The motion also directs staff to develop a strategy which, quote, only regulates the use of land, not its residents. Councillor Gregory Ridge, while also supportive of the motion, noted that the city will have to proceed with caution, and the municipality will not be able to fully resolve the issues.
This meeting in general, like speaking about this motion, but also this meeting in general, has been very interesting because we have in many ways been hemming around this idea of people zoning, right, which is in violation of the Ontario Human Rights Code. And so we have to be very careful in our conversations about this and about notifications to communities about supportive housing. Like, these are all actually very similar in terms of what issue it is. And so while I am in support of this, I want to express that I think in our conversations about this, both this evening and in the future, that we have to be very careful about the language and the tact that we take with regards to this and other pieces. And so that's something that I'll be thinking about in the future, because students are representative here. And I think at the end of the day, if we're talking about economics, through your worship, we're all at the end result of financialization of the housing market, where people who are seeking profit because they own property are finding the best avenue forward for that, which happens to be higher turnover, which happens to be students. And that's what's driving this ultimately. And so I don't think a municipality in its entirety has a solution for this, but I think that we should try to address this however we can.
According to Councillor Glenn, Queen's University is also in the process of speaking with a consultant about what they can do to contribute. Glenn also noted her hope for a shift in attitude on this topic.
The call for a student housing strategy has garnered both broad and uncommon alignment. It's supported by five neighborhood associations, 5 out of 12. That's pretty good. We're almost at 50% of neighborhoods coming on board and saying, we want this. We've also got the support of Queen's University and student representatives. They're working together, and the great thing about it is they're holding hands, and when you're holding hands, you can't point fingers. So I think this is a huge step forward.
Staff will report back to Council in Q2 of 2026 with a proposed scope, including cost and estimated timing for the completion of a student housing strategy.
I think this is a positive step forward to addressing what has been a massive challenge in this city. I'm looking forward to seeing the official plan and having this accompany it in a way that will move us forward.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.